divestiture.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, this is awkward. Am I the jerk for bringing my own food to my boyfriend's family dinner?
wait, I mean, circumstance?
Oh, it's a Cinco de Mayo edition, everybody. She says she wants to remain anonymous, shockingly.
Rightfully so.
She said, Allie and DZ, I'm 29 years old. I've been with my boyfriend for about a year. I have several food allergies. Gluten, dairy, and I prefer to be low carb.
Okay.
My boyfriend's Mexican family invited me over for a big dinner on Cinco de Mayo. I told his mom ahead of time that I have allergies, but in the past, she said, okay, and then served food I can't eat.
Don't matter.
It gets really awkward for me as I don't want to offend his mom. Last time they had a party for his dad's birthday, everything had at least one ingredient I couldn't eat. I didn't want to make a fuss or go hungry, so tonight I've made my own food and I'm going to pull out a Tupperware meal I made at home because I feel as though I have no other choice. I literally can't eat what she makes. Last time I spoke up about the food, his mom looked offended, said I was being disrespectful, and that I didn't trust her cooking. My boyfriend says I embarrass him when I do that, and I should just eat around the allergens
to keep the peace. Oh, y'all ain't gonna last.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you right now.
Am I the jerk for bringing my own food to my boyfriend's family dinner?
Oof, this one's tough.
Yes.
I mean,
I would never.
I mean,
I would rather not eat. I would rather shove food to him under the table to make his mom think I'm eating it before I would bring my own food.
I just eat.
Are you crazy?
And just violently like suffer from it later.
Throw up later?
You know what I'm saying?
Puke your brains out later?
Or worse. Like,
oh, God.
You know I got stomach issues sometimes.
Oh, God.
Listen, I'll take it. I'll take one for the team and high team. It's me. I ain't going.
Well, it's one thing to be forced to eat food you don't like. Like, I'm not a big lasagna person. One time I had a boyfriend, took me over to his parents' house, and it was the classic lasagna. And I was like, well, this is awkward. I faked it till I made it.
You ate it.
She had no idea. I unfortunately ate it, but I lived.
But allergies
is different, not,
though.
I don't like your food. This is, I can't eat this. Or I don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I understand the low-carb lifestyle isn't really promoted in the Latino community.
No.
It's not.
God, no.
I will tell you right now.
Beans and rice? Are you kidding me?
Come on now.
Tortillas? Are you kidding me?
What I will say, though, is that with time, it has modified. Mm-hmm. When I did keto, when me and my wife were doing it, it took my mom a long time to really understand that I wasn't having rice with the food that we were
eating. She kept making it.
Well, because their lifestyle doesn't have to change because mine does. And I think that's an important point to make here, that they can't be limited on what they're cooking, or she can't be expected to cook something completely different when you already know that there's at least five people going to that party, probably more.
The mom already said it's disrespectful.
They don't have those dietary restrictions do. So her bringing her own meal, as understandable as it is, still so completely rude and offensive, bro.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And this is beyond cultural bounds.
I don't know why I'm whispering like it's me and I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable thinking about the mother.
We feel like the mother can hear us.
Somebody said drop the boyfriend. Somebody said eat before you go. We're not looking for advice. Is she the jerk?
Why is she bringing Tupperware?
No way, dude.
No thank you. You got to stand 10 toes on it, but you can't bring food.
I would die.
You can't double down on the disrespect, because I do agree. It's disrespectful not to eat at somebody else's event.
Yeah, 100. That's the next issue, right?
But then
I'm not eating the food. Now she's not eating the food.
But you can't bring your own food. That's what you really can't do, in my opinion. You can have the fight and the battle of, I've already eaten, I'm sorry, the food upsets me, and I don't want to be sick
I'm
later. I'm full now.
But you cannot bring the Tupperware.
But you cannot bring. You better not bring that Tupperware.
God, but the mom doesn't care. You're going to make your daughter-in-law sick?
You leave the Tupperware in the car.
You know what? The mom's the one being disrespectful.
You make trips to the car and you eat in there. Is the mother being disrespectful and dismissive by not making a meal that she can't eat?
The girl might die, but whatever.
But here's the thing.
I'm being sarcastic.
That mother doesn't know how to cook anything else, and that's important to understand. She doesn't know how to make anything different. She's got handed down recipes that she just got in her brain. This isn't a recipe book.
Yeah.
She ain't no crockpot meal cooker.
Well, she's going to show up with Tupperware tonight at the Cinco de Mayo dinner for her Mexican boyfriend's family.
Please don't.
She is not Mexican, and she cannot eat any of this stuff.
Girl, we are trying to help you. Please don't. I know this isn't for help, but please don't. You're going to be the jerk.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, not the jerk. She needs to be able to eat. The mom already said she won't change the food for her allergies. So, yep, I'm bringing my own food.
Dog's got to eat on it, man. Y'all are wild.
Somebody said, jerk for bringing the Tupperware. Oh, and then somebody else said, not the jerk. It's all over the place on the text. All right, you guys are going to decide. We'll talk to you next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for bringing her own food to her boyfriend's family dinner. It's a Cinco de Mayo dinner for a Mexican family. Did I mention that?
Mm-hmm. They've been together a year, right?
Yeah, a year. She has food allergies, some allergies, gluten and dairy, and she prefers to be low carb, she said. But, so she's going to bring her own Tupperware meal tonight because the mom just doesn't really listen. And every time she goes over there, the mom's cooking food she can't eat. So now she's going to bring her own.
Why are you dating a Latino? I mean, it's judgmental. That's just mental. Let me stop.
Totally. You said, what'd you say to me off the air? You said in Colombia, every one comes with the other. Food and water, food and drink.
You're getting four breakfasts, four lunches, and four dinners. And if you receive a drink, you're going to get something to eat with it. You don't get one without the other, ever.
I'm not saying it's just the Latino culture, but it's very big, the food you make it in the Latino culture. So turning that down, I can understand how that's offensive for the mother.
And most parents, most mothers show their love because these are generational, you know, ingredients, generational recipes that you don't. You just know off the top of your dome, and this is how you go, I love you, eat. And she's going, no, thank you, I can't. And so mom's thinking, oh, you don't love me? You don't love my son? You don't love our family?
Well, Mila's in Milwaukee.
Oh, Lord.
Get ready. It's been a minute since we've talked to her. She is a fireball, everybody. Got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Hey, Mila. Hello.
Hi. Jerk. Hello. Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Oh.
Flat out?
No way.
You flat out, not the jerk.
Don't got
to
think about
You're talking to someone who has food allergy. I have a latex allergy and I have a citrus allergy.
Okay.
I can't have a lot of stuff, and that allergic reaction is not pretty.
Sure.
So, for one, for her mother-in-law not to understand that she's allergic, not that I can't eat it, but allergic, she should be trying to figure out, well, hey, if this is something that you can't eat, what? How can I fix it for you so you can? Mother-in-law doesn't care. Number two, boyfriend, she need a new boyfriend. Because, okay, gluten and stuff, like, okay, say she says, oh, screw this allergy. I will deal with feeling the sick to eat this stuff. And then she gets fat. He's going to be the first one complaining about her weight.
Aww.
And why she don't look like how she used to. Well, if you let her take care of her body instead of worrying about your mom's feeling and teach your mom how to cook for your girlfriend because you...
That's getting deep.
Mila's hot about it, for real.
Oh, yeah, I'm hot about it because are allergies that I've had to deal with my whole life and there's no getting around it.
Mila.
And for you to put me aside and put you first
because
you don't care about me, I'm walking.
Hold on. Well, and it's not find a solution. It's are you the jerk? And you say
and take your Tupperware, baby. Take your Tupperware.
I agree, though. The boyfriend should be mediating in the middle and sticking up for
Yeah, he don't care. He putting his mom first.
Of course he doesn't care.
And that shows he don't... Well, no, he don't. He like eat it.
Of course he put his mom first. Jeezy.
But I'm just saying, if there's compromise, if you love your girlfriend and you love your mom, you figure out a way for those two to be together and correspond.
You got to find the harmonious relationship between
Exactly.
That. And a year deep, and they're probably young enough, you know what I'm saying? 29, obviously not young, but still, in my opinion, they haven't figured out their relationship. Their relationship is young. Mm-hmm. He's trying to navigate how to do that. He is definitely being the jerk, but he don't know what to do.
Yeah.
He has no
business.
I'll give it to him. He's like a rock stuck in a hard place, but he's going to have to
please. Give me a break.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Okay, bye, Mila.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
Somebody said the mom is incredibly disrespectful. What if her son had the allergies? What's wrong with you two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and see, listen, man, my mom, she's got a shellfish allergy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She still made shellfish because we enjoyed it at home.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't eat it. She
was
careful.
Nice of her.
Really nice of her, right? I always wondered why, and it was because when you do things out of love, you make these sacrifices. The mom isn't able to put past the, well, you just sacrifice because you love our family. You're going to make yourself sick. It's fine.
Right.
Maybe it's not
fine. And some allergies are deadly, and I'm not even trying to bring it down. We know that. We've seen people. I saw two kids passed away this year in
not
the area. diarrhea from allergies.
Not just intolerance. Not just intolerance, genuine allergies. That does,
as much as we joke about it, we shouldn't. But Jennifer in Brown Deer said, I'm a nurse and there's a big difference between allergy sensitivity and just preference. She said allergy. Show that boyfriend a video of anaphylaxis and see if he still wants you to pick around.
That
like saying when you can't breathe.
That is fair.
Well,
all right.
Ayanna's in Milwaukee. I might have screwed her over by saying you can die from allergies right before we put her on the air because she says jerk.
Oh, Ayanna, 10 toes though. What's up?
I think that she is a jerk because, I mean, you shouldn't be bringing your own food to other people's houses.
Yeah.
And I go to a school full of Hispanics, and in my eyes, I feel like that'd be disrespectful if I brought my own food to one of my friend's house.
It would.
And it just doesn't seem right. Like, eat before you go if it's really that big of an issue.
She pulls up with one of those bags, like DoorDash, like keeps it warm. She opens it up, the foil inside. She pulls out 7 Tupperwares.
She starts, no, Mom, like, can you preheat the oven to 375, please? I just gotta heat my food up.
And there's only enough for me.
Hey,
I didn't bring enough for everybody.
Nah, that's petty.
What she should have done. Cook for everybody and brought something, but I digress.
But we ain't here for solutions,
Ayanna,
dog.
Ayanna says jerk. Okay.
And she's standing on business, Ayanna.
We appreciate you.
You're
welcome. Bye.
All right, let's go to Christina with the blue hair, and she's going to be the tiebreaker. Lord help us.
Oh, Lord help her.
Yeah, we're talking about...
First of all, what?
Never mind.
Like, what? I don't know my words. First of all, the boyfriend. That ain't your boyfriend. Because if that was your boyfriend, he would make sure that you're not going to die.
Yeah, fair.
She is not supposed to die for your mama. That's not how life works.
So you're going not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
You trying to marry this guy or not? Because if you are, then you got to die.
I honestly don't understand. Like the first lady said, why are y'all together? Like, why are you with, and like DZ said, why are you with a Hispanic man if that's the case? Because the mothers, I'm telling you, my son is 19 and Puerto Rican. And if that's the case, deuces, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mm.
Because it's not like she's like, oh, I don't like that. She literally, her throat can close up. She can't breathe.
She could die.
It's not like she's being a brat. It's going to make her stomach hurt like me and DZ. We'd be on the toilet somewhere.
But we'd
still eat it.
It's intolerance for us. It's an allergy for her.
Exactly.
Major difference.
I don't even that's like if she had like a medical condition and they're like, oh, well, you know, we don't care. We don't believe in that medical condition, so you don't take your medicine.
Oh, you got scoliosis?
That's crazy.
We about to go on a hike, though. Come on.
But
you're
also dealing
with you'll be fine.
School. I mean, look at all the people who still think, you'll say you have an allergy with stuff, and they don't even
don't
take
it
seriously or think it's a joke or don't care, and you see people.
I think the mama does it on purpose, and the boyfriend doesn't care because he's scared of his mama. And do you really want to be with a man that's scared of his mama?
No.
You know, I can get even pettier. If somebody can't swim, if someone can't swim, do you throw them in the deep end of the pool and watch them drown?
True. Are we both scared of his mom? I mean, is that the way it works?
I'm definitely scared of his mom. No, I'm definitely scared of his mom.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Maybe it's the Italian and native in me, but I ain't scared of her.
You ain't dating him.
Nope. I walk right in with my Tupperware, and just her boyfriend should be telling the mom, like, listen, she could die, Mom. Mm. You know, we need to let her eat what she wants to eat.
Now
it's okay.
Man, if she's this allergic, she probably can't even be in the environment of this food smelling it or nothing, bro. Why is she
The smell makes it sick,
That's why when Jennifer and Brown Deer texted in, she's like, well, there's a difference between allergies, preference, all these things.
What
it's
is it
obviously
really?
Not that severe where it's going to kill her, but it's still an allergy and it needs to be respected. Either way, you know what? Not the jerk. It's not up
jerk
to
regardless.
Us. You guys
we
said
came
not
up.
The
yeah,
jerk.
Not... Right. She is not the jerk. I am not dying to eat your rice and beans. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Say
I'm just
less.
Shocked it went this way.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you're right. All right. Thanks, Christina.
You got the right people on the phone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
She said right people? Or
Cinco de Mayo, too.
On Cinco de Mayo. Hey, 10 toes.
Not the jerk for bringing a Tupperware to your boyfriend's family Cinco de Mayo dinner?
Man.
Brave.
Big brave.